This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, I guess the Obamacare website is now officially open and up and running. Yay! Everybody run! Yay! All exciting! Let's go find a $900 a month plan with a $12,000 deductible. Yay! Let me through! Let me through! I was very frustrated. You guys saw a picture of one of my options for a bronze plan. Is it like a bronze plan? Insurance will only cover maybe 60% of the costs. Silver plan, 70, or I don't know, one of them 80, platinum 90. Oh, okay, so there's probably bronze, silver, gold, platinum. Yeah, and so platinum still isn't even 100%. And so I found a bronze plan that was not HMO, because I didn't want an HMO, and it came to, for the family, $836 a month, something like that, but a $12,000 deductible. So let's round up with tax or whatever the hell. Okay, let's say it's $900 a month. 900 times 12, carry the 2, 18, 108, okay? So that would be $10,800 a year, plus add the $12,000 deductible, okay? Because the insurance is not going to kick in unless I pay. So for me to start seeing that insurance work, it is going to cost me almost $23,000 before I see a dime of insurance benefits. Now, I call that bullcrap. That blows. I'm not buying it. Now, true, I could spend $1,200 a month for a zero deductible. Now, $12,000 a month times 12 months is 14 grand. I don't have 14 grand for that. That's ridiculous. Alright, so maybe I could spend 14 grand a year for insurance with no deductible. I think that was an HMO. These prices are not what I'm used to paying or even considering. So I already went through, I window browsed. I hope you guys had a chance to window browse. Nothing like window browsing at the mall. It was nowhere near as fun. Just as depressing, though, I should say, because usually you window browse, you go, I can't buy that, I can't fit into that, I can't afford that. So I guess that was, you know, as realistic as possible to window browsing. But Obamacare signups are going. Now, I have to admit, the website did work. I was able to click, and it got me to where I needed to. The website was functional. I don't know if anybody's had complaints about the website, but I think they got that licked. Okay, so I think we're good. We're good with that. Doesn't matter. I mean, just because the website's working doesn't make the deductible any smaller for me. Now, how long can you enroll for? I think until February 15th. I think this is 3 months. All right, there are 77 new health insurance providers participating for 2015. Obama has urged consumers, whether they currently buy coverage through insurance markets or still need to sign up for a plan on their own, to still go to the healthcare website and review their options. He said it could allow you to save money or find a better plan. Okay, if what was on the website was the creme de la creme and the best of all the plans, I am so screwed going and looking myself. I mean, if that's what they tout as the best, I am in so much trouble. So much trouble. I don't know what we're going to do. Honestly. Well, I mean, think about it. If I take that other plan, $23,000, you know, the reason why you get insurance is because you don't want to be hit with a $23,000 bill. Look at that woman who had a heart attack. And the ambulance took her to the wrong hospital. I forget which city this happened in. So she has a heart attack. Ambulance takes her to the first available hospital. They save her life. She's happy. Hospital's happy. Everybody's happy. But the network hospital she was supposed to go to was three blocks up the street. Three blocks up the street was where she could have gone to. Only come out of pocket $1,500. Instead, she gets a $50,000 bill. So she's ticked. The insurance said they'll help. The hospital's helping. Everybody's kind of, you know, pitching in as much as they can. But, you know, if I'm worried about getting that $30,000 bill that I can't afford, I'm already paying that with the premiums. And I'm not saying don't go and get insurance. Get insurance, okay, if you can. But at some point, it makes it so financially unfeasible that it's funny. You know, I grew up in the 80s, okay? And we learned how to be smart with our money. And I'm sure growing up in the 70s and 60s, you did too. I didn't grow up in the 60s or 70s, so I couldn't say. I'm sure they taught you about money, diversification, portfolio. You know, sometimes you need to spend a dollar to make $2. And a 50% return may not be the best return, but it's a return on your money, all right? We talked about insurance policies or certain policies that you could get, whether, like life insurance. You know, life insurance policies you could, mix with the stock market and possibly invest with those, although I was told at the time that wasn't a good deal. Anyway, so, you know, you get really excited about money. Why? Because I was, you know, kind of saving up a couple of the allowances I got, the rare time I got allowance. I was able to save it up, start making a little bit of interest. Interest rates were better in the 80s than they were now. Get some interest on it. You know, I could work with it. I could maybe invest into something, maybe a lemonade stand. I don't know what the heck I did. But, you know, here we are. Here I am. I'm middle-aged. And you look at spending $24,000 or even $14,000 a year for health insurance with no return. Would you spend $14,000 on a product? Well, maybe if it's a car, but you wouldn't spend it all at once. You'd make payments and hopefully you would own something afterwards. I find it very difficult to convince me or my family or my colleagues or average patients to come out of pocket 14 grand for something they can't hold in their hands or will to their kids. It's frustrating. But nonetheless, the website is up. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237. Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Do you have relatives and friends that are convinced there is no need ever to prepare for any kind of emergency? Are these also folks you buy Christmas presents for? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we can solve both of these problems at the same time. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. We can ship your Christmas presents directly to them. Choose from our original 30-day food supply, our long-term storage vegan burger mixes, or other oatmeal, soups, porridges, beans, and granolas for everyday use. All products are non-GMO, MSG-free, and vegetarian. Most are gluten, soy, and nut-free. Call 541-229-0010 today. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low, cutting out the middleman by buying directly from their producers in Oregon. Remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com. Call 541-229-0010. 30dayfoodsupply.com. 541-229-0010.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
We're back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Justin, who was working the dials. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in so diligently. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right. Well, a lot of us women looked at this and were like, wait, what? Working out can lead to weight gain. Now, I've been talking about this for years, and I told you my reasons, right? And people were like, really? What? No. What? Really? I'm like, yes. Anyway, sorry, I got a huge pop-up in the middle of my thing. So, apparently, researchers at Arizona State University analyzed the effects of exercise on 81 overweight and sedentary women. The women were asked to walk 3 times a week and to do 30 minutes on the treadmill. And this fitness program went on for about 12 weeks. I guess 70% of the women who participated, they made no dietary changes, and the calories burnt were calculated. Now, it was very interesting in that, okay, what happened was, I apologize, I have two Macy's pop-ups with no X that I could exit out of. This is really ridiculous. I'm sorry, Macy's, but why the hell are you popping up on my article? My article came from Beta Wired, and honestly, it's no, there's no X. I cannot X out of the ad. The pop-up, no. I don't understand. Okay, so this is this is the study. Study results blank, 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 women blank did not gain weight. 70% of the women gained more weight. Blank, blank, blank. All right, so, okay, 30% of women gained weight during, Okay, so, this is very exciting. Very exciting news. Okay, honestly, Macy's, really? Yeah, you wonder why I have Macy's pop-ups? I went to Macy's the other day. Vegas has this new area of shopping. I had for years said we need a mall on West Las Vegas. And I think somebody listened. And they have something called Summerlin Downtown. For those of you that live in the Las Vegas area, pretty, pretty cool. And they have a Macy's. So I go into the Macy's and I'm like, oh, my God, dresses. So I'm all excited. I'm going. I'm checking out the dresses, whatever, whatever. Now, all of a sudden, I get plagued with pop-ups. I'm not going to go anywhere that's going to put pop-ups. So somebody better do something. Okay, so he suggested that along with diet, exercise, and other activities, I can't tell you who because the stupid pop-up is in the way. All right, people who want to lose weight must at least take their weight every 4 weeks. His name is Professor Gassayar and says fitness matters far more for health than how much you weigh. Okay, that doesn't help us. Why the hell are people increasing weight? Okay, you know what? I guess I was right all along. What ends up happening is for some of you, you go into the shock effect, okay? Many of us start to exercise and we gain weight. And we go, wait a second, now I'm going in the opposite direction, I'm gaining weight, hold the phone, I'm not exercising anymore, get me out of this, I'm out of here. And I understand that, I understand, I mean, you know, you need the psychology involved. We talked about earlier this week of which diet is the best. They did a study looking at Atkins diet, Weight Watchers, South Beach, etc. And they couldn't come up with one that was the best. You know, for, you know, most people, they lost a little bit of weight on the diet of their choice. So it really wasn't, you know, that crucial for you to do one diet versus the other. And I've been telling people for years, if Weight Watchers works for you, if Metafast works for you, if Kegeling, you know, 7 times a minute works for me, works for you, I mean, do it. Okay? I mean, whatever works for you, that's fine. As long as it's safe, as long as it's nutritious, as long as you're not starving yourself, as long as you're getting your 4 food groups and you're eating regularly every few hours, I am totally fine with it. You have my blessing. So that study had come out saying, you know, no difference. Okay, wonderful. I think we all figured that out. Some of you swear by Nutrisystem. Some of you swear by Atkins. Some of you just swear. Which, by the way, not very nice. We need to watch our language. Okay, so now, why would people gain weight? With exercise? Well, okay, now you're going from 0 to 90. And you're like, I am going to burn this off. And I am going to jump on the treadmill. I'm going to exercise. Okay? Now, one thing happens. Your body starts to go, wait a second. Okay. Looks like there's more energy expenditure. So I better turn around and store more food. It looks like this woman now finally got off the couch, is stopped, you know, has finally put away the Netflix watching Channing Tatum flicks, and I better take advantage of this and make sure I have food stores available. Hold on, she's eating. I better save some of this. So sometimes your metabolism initially, this is just initially, we'll slow down because your body's like, what the hell is going on? This is like, you know, an act of Congress. Wait a second here. Let's stop everything. This woman is getting off her big butt and exercising. Okay. Now, if you keep the exercise up and you start to build muscle and that muscle burns ATP like it's supposed to, you will eventually start increasing your metabolism as well. But your body needs to be pleased. Your body needs to make sure it's getting its nutrition, it's getting its sugars, it's getting its proteins, its carbs, its fats, whatever it needs. And the body needs it kind of rhythmically. If you're like, you know what, I'm going to skip a couple meals today and only eat dinner, your body's not going to know what the hell to do. And your body's going to kind of freak out because it's not predictable. Your body needs to predict things. Remember, your body works on chemistry, math, physics, science, and God, okay? But unfortunately, God doesn't even go near the math, okay? He's like, you know what, body, you want to deal with the math, go ahead and do it. So your body's like, okay, now wait a second, okay, we have to do our creatinine clearance, we have our kidneys here, we have our liver working here, we have this working, this. So everything is calculated. And the body needs to make sure that whatever you do kooky, the body will compensate. I mean, look at this, you cut yourselves. What does the body do? It fixes it. You have a bad weekend of drinking. What does your liver do? Regenerates. I mean, you know, your body tries to, it's like you guys are Wolverines. Your body, from X-Men, your body tries to, your body can't have the ability to heal itself. Oh, there's a little cancer cell. Let's go get our tumor necrosis factor and chop that away like a Pac-Man. Now, sometimes your body's defense mechanisms aren't strong enough. Okay, oh, there's some bacteria there. Oh, there's a virus. I could fight. No, I'm not going to fight this. I'm losing. Ah! Again, then you're sick. Then you get a cold, okay? So sometimes your body is ready, and it's ready to do what it needs to do, okay? But then sometimes it doesn't. You need to help your body out when it comes to weight loss, when it comes to preventing getting sick, etc. You need to help your body out. Things are going to happen. We are being bombarded by things that slow down our metabolism, like these phthalates and, I don't know, things that we're getting in our with our BPA and hormone disruptors. And I mean, if that really is true, that our lipstick is making us fat, I am in trouble. But, and then, of course, you know, bacteria and viruses hit us, et cetera. I mean, things always hit us. And there's going to be something that takes us over. It, unfortunately, it does. You know, hopefully not till we're over 120. But when it comes to exercise, you want to make sure you ease it in. If you've never exercised, don't just start doing 2 hours right away. Now, mind you, okay, a lot of you guys like doing boot camp, and I understand that, okay? And sometimes that's the only way psychologically to do it, okay? You're not going to ease in. You're not going to do baby steps. You're going to do all or nothing. If that's the case, I'd rather you exercise than not exercise, okay? But keep in mind, you may temporarily gain weight. The second thing that happens, and the second reason why a lot of women gain weight, women especially as opposed to men, gain weight is because, you know what, I did a good workout. All right, yeah, I could have the cookie. Or, yeah, you know what, I don't have to go for diet. I could have some regular soda pop. Or, you know what, I'm hungry. I had such a good workout. I am hungry. And so you start to eat more or take in more calories. Again, psychologically, you think your metabolism is higher. I've done that. You know, I had a good workout. I didn't eat much for breakfast. I skipped lunch. Now I can have a big dinner. That's the worst thing to do for metabolism. The best thing to do for metabolism is to make sure you're getting food in little bits by little bits every couple hours, okay? And it has to be good food. It can't be crappy food. And the food has to ease in and be something nutritious and something the body could use. If the body starts getting used to you getting your eats regularly on a regular basis, all right, then your body's not going to freak out and hold calories. I'd like to know from you guys, which diet worked for you? How did it work? And what did you do to keep the weight off? Are there any tricks? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Your favorite tricks to lose weight or your favorite weight loss plan? 1-877-DOC-DALI or 1-877-362-3254. You can also write at drdahlia.com. We're taking your answers now.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just a ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126 serving three square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale price at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guys fall chili special. Always free shipping to the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the fall chili special and three square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze dried and dehydrated foods available for long term storage, period.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Ariana from Las Vegas writes, breakfast for dinner. This was breakfast for dinner. I told you guys about that years ago. I lost so much weight, eating, I would eat cereal for dinner. Low fat milk and granola cereal. And that was my dinner. So then no steak, no rice, no, you know, I don't drink wine, but you see what I mean? Okay. Yeah, I think that's good. I forgot who taught me that. I just noticed I started losing weight because what would happen is I didn't have any food in my house for dinner, so I would have breakfast stuff. So I would just eat breakfast for dinner, and I would lose weight. Well, also not having food in your house also helps. We're talking about tips to lose weight. We're coming up on the holidays. We're coming up on Thanksgiving, and nobody wants to lose weight. Everybody wants to, you know, enjoy themselves, and then January, worry about it. But some of us are like, no. You know, I don't want to wait till January. I got, you know, things to see and people to do. I have to look good because I got New Year's coming up. And for New Year's, I got to wear a sexy dress. So we're talking about 1-877-DOC-DALY, 1-877-DOCDALY, little tricks that help you lose weight. Now, this is very interesting. It's from Reader's Digest. 11 bizarre weight loss tricks that work, okay? They also bring up the breakfast, but the first one they bring up here, well, they don't bring up breakfast for dinner. I also learned at Weight Watchers to drink water before you eat. So drink a glass of water 15 minutes before you eat, you know, like your meal, dinner, things like that. All right, because that helps you feel full. But they say sniff a banana, apple, or peppermint. Okay, apparently Dr. Alan Hirsch of the Smell and Taste Treatment and Research Foundation in Chicago tried this with 3,000 volunteers. He found that the more frequently people sniffed, the less hungry they were, and the more weight they lost, an average of 30 pounds each. So, sniffing the food, you would think, would start to make you, you know, hungry and salivate and anticipate food. No, it makes the body think you're eating it. It's something you could try. I don't know if that's ever worked. 1-877-DOC-DALY, 1-877-DOCDALY. According to the physicians of the doctors, they said in a recent study, one group of obese women consumed 700 calories at breakfast, 500 calories at lunch, but 200 calories at dinner. Bigger breakfast than dinner. Another group ate the same foods, but had the smaller calories in the morning, the larger calories at night. After 13 months, the big breakfast eaters shed 18 pounds, where the big dinner eaters lost only about 7. This is something we talked about also before on the show, how you can't be skipping breakfast and breakfast can't be small. The people that lose weight have a decent breakfast. Dinner cannot be your biggest meal of the day. We've talked about that. For those joining us, this is the Dr. Dalia Show. We're talking about little tricks of how to lose weight. Okay, in January, that's what we're going to talk about, getting on the treadmill and, you know, joining Weight Watchers or Nutrisystem or Longevity or MediFast or whatever. But right now, it's all about the tricks, okay? Because I'm all about the base. Next, this is something they say a good trick is jogging for junk mail. Every piece of junk mail you pull from the mailbox each day, do one lap around your house or building or up and down a flight of stairs. You'll burn between 35 and 140 calories per session. One trick I used to do is the laundry. Fold one piece of clothes, put it away. Get the next piece of clothes, put it away. So things like that. You got to be in a good mood and you got to have energy, but that's something you could do. Now this I heard of years ago. I don't know if I got it from a Young Miss magazine in the 80s, but this is interesting, okay? It's where you tie a ribbon around your waist underneath your clothes. Fitness guru Valerie Orsoni's Le Petit Secret. A number of French women wear a ribbon around their waist and underneath their clothes when they go out to dinner. This keeps them very conscious about their tummy. If the ribbon starts to feel tight, they'll back off or they'll want to exercise more. That is very interesting. Again, not too tight, but you guys kind of see how psychology is fitting into all this, okay? You know, a lot of hunger can be curbed by psychology. And I know some days my hormones are raging and I am hungry and I want to eat the house. And I will. I'm hormonal that day. Leave me alone. But, you know, when it comes to dieting, a lot of us don't want to diet because, oh my gosh, I'm starving to death. I went to Claim Jumper and I ate one of their light meals or Cheesecake Factory's light meals. I'm starving. Really? Really? Okay, you got to get over the whole psychology of it all. All right, I really like that ribbon one. Here's another one. This I hadn't heard of. You put a mirror opposite your seat at the dinner table. One study found that eating in front of mirrors slashed the amount people ate by nearly one third. So I guess when you look at yourself, it's like, I mean, for me, if I looked at myself, I would lose my appetite. But B, you see yourself eating, it doesn't look pretty, you slow it down. Again, distraction. Distraction, very, very effective. Then take a picture of your food. Rather than writing down your food, remember we used to have to take logs and we used to have to log our food and then we used to have to log our logs, right? Okay. They say snap a photo and then look back at them. And if you're looking at your photos before you order your food and you see what you ate, you may be like, wait a second here. You know, again, it's distraction, but that's good. You guys have your iPhones. Why not? Oh, sorry, now I got the hiccups. They say wrapped candy. Excuse me, I got the hiccups. Sorry. They say people who ate 30% less candy when they had to unwrap it first, as opposed to, excuse me, hiccups, the chocolate box. All right, so you open up a chocolate box, you're just going to eat chocolate, eat chocolate, eat chocolate, which, by the way, would help my hiccups. If anybody has any chocolate, I'd like some. I got hiccups. Yet, if you have to unwrap candy, it slows you down. Sorry about that. See, this segment is so exciting, even I'm yawning. Makes sense. Food you have to unwrap will slow down. Then they said, this is something you could do. Okay, after dinner, you're going to want dessert. Well, what could you do to minimize cravings for dessert? They say light a vanilla-scented candle after dinner. Have you noticed, I haven't even told anybody to go and do cardio or get on the treadmill or anything like that. No, I'm giving you guys easy, sneaky little tricks that may help. And I want to hear if any of them work. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DAI. One group of 160 volunteers lost an average of 4.5 pounds each by wearing vanilla-scented patches. See, I would think vanilla would make me want to eat chocolate. That's what I would think. Okay, now, what should you do to start shedding some pounds before Thanksgiving? Start limiting your calorie intake, okay? You know, if you could cut, let's say, a couple hundred calories a day, all right? Maybe swap that soda for some water. Maybe skip dessert after breakfast and lunch. Maybe do smaller servings, okay? That's going to help. Okay. Like I told you before, little tricks with exercise. All right. Walk the dog a little bit more. Take a little bit of an extra route. It's cold. Maybe, maybe try to warm up rather than by sitting by a fireplace, you know, exercising a little bit. Even if you're going to exercise, make sure you, or going on a vacation, make sure you increase exercise, things like that. But you see, those aren't as fun. By the way, blueberries. They say blueberries can help you lose weight. That's cool. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny
or serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, a natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules. Now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body. Normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Dali 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. I'm eating a piece of broccoli. Yeah, I am. See, aren't you proud of me? Hey, I do practice what I preach. Sometimes. Eating a nice, juicy piece of broccoli. Problem is, there's lots of little pieces to it. So that's not really very easy. So I got, like, pieces of broccoli right now. But that's okay. Hey, my hiccup stopped, right? Okay. We have been rocking the streets, right, over the past few days, saying we are Ebola-free. Okay? Anybody that's had Ebola is done being treated. The rest of the people that are being watched, we think so far so good. Ebola-free! Ebola-free! Until we hear the other day that we're going to bring Ebola back. We're bringing Ebola back! Okay, to the... bringing sexy back. Ebola back to the United States. Now, unfortunately, one of our legal residents, not U.S. citizens, but our legal residents working in Sierra Leone, he had thought he had malaria or typhoid. He had actually taken two tests for Ebola. Yesterday, we had heard he had taken one. 5 days later, took a second one that was positive. Now we're hearing he had two negative tests for Ebola, but the third one came back positive. So after three tests and all those days, we're finding out that he's in critical condition. Dr. Martin Scalia left Freetown Saturday on a flight to the United States for treatment. His wife, Isatu Scalia, said in a telephone interview that when she spoke to her husband early Friday, he sounded very weak and shaky, but he told her, "I love you." The two have prayed together. They have a couple children, etc. Her husband travels very frequently between the U.S. and his native Sierra Leone, but doesn't really stay in the U.S. long because he works more in Africa. He's 44 years old and is going to be treated at the same medical center that we treated two other people affected with Ebola, Dr. Brantley and the newsman and the other doctor that was treated with Red Bull's blood. But, and they both did very, very well. This Nebraska Medical Center is a real nice biocontainment unit. They do really well. I think it's a 10-bed unit. So the hospital said in a statement Saturday that the plane carrying Scalia, and they didn't want to identify, you know, by name originally because of, you know, confidentiality laws, was expected to land in Omaha today at about 2:15 Omaha time. He would therefore be the third Ebola patient. Some of you are like, okay, wait a second. Dr. Craig Spencer in New York just got over Ebola. We all celebrated really. Why? Well, why don't we take care of our own, okay? All right? I mean, he is a legal, I think he's a resident. He's not a citizen, but he's a resident. All right? But where I kind of stand with a lot of you is, does he have to be treated here on mainland? Why don't we have, and I've said this before, an offshore site, an offshore facility, right? Why can't we bring treatment there? All right? Are there any other options? However, it's very hard for us to say because we're not the ones affected. And this Nebraska Medical Center does a damn good job. So, and I think we have our poop together in terms of making sure others don't get infected. After what happened with two of our nurses getting ill because of Thomas Duncan and what happened with that fiasco down in Dallas, I think everybody's learned. So I'm not worried about him coming, but I would like to know if we're even in the process of planning in case more people do get infected to be able to treat off-site. It could be, you know, on an island or something that's 20 miles off the coast. We have a biocontainment unit, people trained, medicine there, guards, obviously, so we don't have a pirate go and try to get them. You know, I mean, there's ways to do it rather than bringing them into our deep Midwest. Now, that's not what's so significant about this story, okay? Where I am freaked out about this latest Ebola case is he tested negative. We had somebody who thought he had Ebola and tested negative. This happens with viruses. Do I have to go back and tell you guys my mono story? I want to tell you my mono story. Remember, I was sick. I was feeling weak. Not sure what happened. They did a test for mono. It came back negative. So I told my boyfriend, I guess I'm good. you know, I was still kind of not feeling well, so I decided to drive myself down to Vegas to see my mom's doctor. After I got off my shift at 11 o'clock at night from Tony Roma's, I was driving, started falling asleep in the car, very dangerous, but I made it, thank God, made it, saw the doctor, redid the mono test, now came a positive. Did I infect others? No, nobody around me came down with mono. I think with mono, it's the Epstein-Barr virus that decides to reactivate. So as long as nobody else is stressed, you know. No, my boyfriend at the time, I wasn't stressing him out. I was really easygoing. Hey, I had to be easygoing because I wanted a husband. You see? By the way, yeah, girlfriends are usually easier going than wives because we need to fake it a lot of times, you know, so we finally get married. So I was really easygoing. So that, I wasn't causing stress there. All right, but what other viruses do that? They could stay latent. They could do peekaboo. HIV can do that. Hepatitis can do that. This is a virus. Okay, even though it's a different virus, it's a virus. So how the hell do we protect ourselves or figure out how to contain this? All right, or watch our Doctors Without Borders and Nurses Without Borders who gratefully go over there and come back. How do we convince others that, okay, they tested negative for Ebola, so we're good. If the test was negative twice on this doctor, and if he tested negative, did he go back out there? Did he, you know? So then what we have to do is then amp up the isolation. Now, people don't want to be isolated. I get that. You know, I couldn't take 21 days off work. Who's helping me with my bills? Who's helping me with my patients? I also don't want to put my patients at risk, so I do it. But, you know, that's difficult. Put yourself in that position. A 21-day isolation blows. It really does. Okay, especially if you have a family to support. That's not easy. So, but I'm sorry. We got a little technical issue here. Hold on. Hold on. There we go. We're back up. But, you know, I want to know more about the, like, for example, a pregnancy test could be falsely negative, right? Okay? Until a few days later, it shows a positive. We need to know what the average is for these tests. How are they testing? Notice we haven't really heard much about the testing of Ebola. We haven't really heard much about, you know, the actual ELISA kit, you know, and the confirmatory tests. Is there a certain kit manufactured? Do we hear anything? I mean, we've heard about some of the treatments out there and the ZMAP and the vaccine trials and all that. But we aren't hearing about the testing kits. I wonder why. I mean, that should be, you know, at the forefront of research as well. What are these kits? Do they suck? I mean, are they really missing Ebola? Or does the average Ebola test kit only pick it up 9 days in? I remember years ago, our pregnancy tests had improved to the point, the urine pregnancy test, that they could pick a pregnancy within 9 days. We were like, wow. But still, a 9-day window, when you're talking about Ebola, that's pretty deathly. So, you know, he's coming here. I believe it's Phoenix Air. Will be taken care of. And I understand that. And again, that doesn't worry me. What worries me is we're having people test negative and then later turn up and test positive. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. A lot of stories we covered this week. Another cell phone study links cordless phones and cell phones to cancer. This is one of the first studies that also brought up cordless phones, like the ones we used back in the 90s. Cordless phones and mobile phones, a study showing a higher chance of glioma. We covered that. We also covered what breast size most people prefer. Is it a completely equal on top, equal on bottom? No, it was a 45 to 55 ratio. I'm more like a 595. All right, guys. See you soon. Bye.
Watch her take me down.
Take me down.
Take me down.
Take me down. Take me down to the little white church.
Take me down to the little white church.
Take me down to the little white church.
From the makers of Locket Pocket, we bring you a serious message about the health risks associated with cell phones and wireless devices. Studies have shown that long-term exposure can contribute to an assortment of health risks. Locket Pocket offers you two new products designed to help alleviate your concerns. See these two remarkable products at LocketPocket.com. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping to the lower 48. LocketPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.